Turbulent Cold Flows Gave Birth to the First Quasars, by Muhammad A. Latif et al. How quasars powered by supermassive black holes, SMBHs, formed less than a billion years after the Big Bang is still one of the outstanding problems in astrophysics 20 years after their discovery 1-4. Cosmological simulations suggest that rare cold flows converging on primordial halos in low shear environments could have created these quasars if they were 10 to the power of 4 10 to the power of 5 MSN at birth but could not resolve their formation 5 to 8. Semi-analytical studies of the progenitor halo of a primordial quasar found that it favors the formation of such seeds but could not verify if one actually appeared 9. Here we show that a halo at the rare convergence of strong, cold accretion flows creates massive BH seeds without the need for UV backgrounds, supersonic streaming motions, or even atomic cooling. Cold flows drive violent, supersonic turbulence in the halo that prevents star formation until it reaches a mass that triggers sudden, catastrophic baryon collapse that forms 31,000 and 40,000 MSN stars. This simple, robust process ensures that halos capable of forming quasars by Z greater than 6 produce massive seeds. The first quasars were thus a natural consequence of structure formation in cold dark matter cosmologies, not exotic, finely tuned environments as previously thought 10-14. This was Turbulent Cold Flows Gave Birth to the First Quasars, by Muhammad A. Latif et al.